Manu Patra alerts dated the 31st of October 2017. National Green Tribunal has ordered demolition of a three-storied building belonging to spiritual guru Sri Sri Ravi Shankar's Vedic Dharma Sansthan, VDS. National Green Tribunal, NGT, has ruled that the Environment Ministry cannot reject the majority view of National Board for Wildlife, NBWL, without any proper reason. Supreme Court has directed Unitech to deposit 750 crore rupees by December to secure bail for its director Sanjay Chandra, who is in jail in a case of alleged forgery lodged by buyers of Unitech's housing project in Gurugram. Supreme Court has referred all Aadhaar cases to a 5-judge constitution bench to be formed by the end of November. Supreme Court has directed Election Commission, EC, not to post any official, against whom disciplinary proceedings have been initiated, and key positions for poll duty during the upcoming Gujarat Assembly elections. Supreme Court has questioned the lack of separate schools and distinctly trained teachers for students who suffer from autism, blindness and deafness. Delhi High Court, while dismissing a PIL that wanted official recognition to treat Vande Matram at par with national anthem, has observed that the song commands respect and love and doesn't require any crutches. Delhi High Court has said that the government cannot recruit new teachers without following the regular process. Delhi High Court has slammed the Ethics Committee of Medical Council of India, MCI, for debarring a professor of cardiology from undertaking any post for a period of 5 years without proper inquiry into the allegations against him. Madhya Pradesh High Court has held that State Police or Special Police Establishment, SPE, have powers to probe offences of bribery and corruption against union government employees posted in Madhya Pradesh. Central government has extended due date for filing GSTR 2 and GSTR 3 for the month July to the 30th of November and the 11th of December respectively. Central government has notified exemption to services supplied to Nepal where payments are made in Indian currency to the Indian service providers under GST regime. Law Commission of India in its 273rd report recommended the implementation of United Nations Convention against Torture and other cruel, inhuman and degrading treatment or punishment through legislation.